I'd knock off a little earlier and meet her where she worked, and we would go out to dinner somewhere. I'd ask some of the men at the bank for the name of a good restaurant, and I would talk to her and tell her about New Hampshire, and maybe mention how lonesome I got, and if it's a really nice place, and it's quiet and cozy, maybe I'd tell her how shy I was. And she'd be listening with shining eyes, and she'd clasp her hands and lean over the table until I could smell the fragrance of her hair, and she'd whisper, "I'm shy too." Then we'd both lean back and smile secretly, and we'd eat without saying much, because, after all, what's there to say after that? And after the movie, I'd take her home. She wouldn't want me to travel all the way out. "I live in New Jersey," she'd say. "It's nice of you to offer to take me home, but I couldn't ask you to make a long trip like that." "Don't worry, I'll be all right." But I'd take her arm and say, "Come on, I want to take you home. I like New Jersey." And we'd take the bus across the George Washington Bridge, with the Hudson River flowing dark and mysterious below us. And then we'd be in New Jersey, and we'd see the lights of small homes, and she'd invite me in, but I'd say it was too late. And then she'd turn to me and say, "Then you must promise to come for dinner this Sunday." And I'd promise, and then...